special guest in the studio this morning. It is Melissa Chastain. She is the superintendent of the Mexico School District. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here this morning. We kind of update things going on with the Mexico School District about once a month. And the main topic of conversation going through a lot of people's minds right now is school safety. Of course, there have been more school shootings since we've last talked, and it's a shame that we have to constantly talk about this, but I know as a superintendent, that's something that you're really focusing on. In Jefferson City, lawmakers are kind of gearing schools to improve safety at the schools. What is Mexico doing with school safety?
Yeah, definitely. So school safety is something we think about every single day. As we all know, there's far too many shootings across the nation, not just in schools, but public facilities. We've got to keep students safe. We've got to keep staff safe. The governor has set aside money for some safety grants, and we have recently applied for a fairly large one. Hopefully, we'll find out soon if we get it or not. Irregardless of that, though, we're constantly looking at ways that we can secure our buildings and keep our students and staff safe during the day.
Absolutely. I know specifically at the high school, they were looking at some tinting for the windows there as you come into the high school. Is that one thing that that you're kind of focusing on as well?
Yes, absolutely. So it's security film that goes on windows. And so we're looking at that. That was part of when writing the grant. That would be part of what the money would be used for. And that would be for the high school and also all of our buildings. Also looking further down the road at how we can really secure those entryways. Looking at some of our doors are hollow inside, and so inside of our buildings, getting some more substantial doors, more substantial hardware on doors. Like you said, it's something that it's sad to think that we have to think about, but we absolutely do, and we take it seriously. Jason Benjamin, Dr. Miles have been spending a lot of time with our building leaders and also teacher voices, just getting feedback and, hey, how can we more secure our buildings and make sure that everyone is safe?
No doubt. Have they given you any indication as to when that grant may be available, or just in the coming months, or do we know?
So we'll find out shortly if we receive the grant, and then I'm not sure of the timeline of when we can spend, but probably usually fairly soon.
All right.
So we're excited about that. We're always looking at ways to, obviously we have our security cameras throughout our buildings and then on our school buses. We're constantly looking at ways to make sure that we upgrade those when needed. Again, a shout out to Jason Benjamin. He's our director of maintenance, and he does a fabulous job of the security piece along with Dr. Miles. And it is a constant conversation.
No doubt. We'll keep our eyes on that space for sure. Another thing that people are kind of looking at a little bit is MAP testing. And that tells school districts kind of where they are in certain categories. If you want to talk a little bit about Mexico and how they place in that MAP testing.
Absolutely. So this is MAP testing season. We're in the last 5 weeks of school. That seems kind of crazy. The year's flown by. But we do, our end of the year is full of lots of different kinds of assessments, the MAP test being the big one for our third through eighth graders. Of course, high school takes end of course, and those are referred to as EOCs. Right now, Mexico is below state in areas, and we're working really, really hard to at least be where state is, right? Testing does matter. Is it everything? No, absolutely not. As a building principal and as a superintendent, now my focus is on growth. And the truth is, teachers measure growth every day on the things that they're doing in their classes. We don't wait for the MAP test or the EOCs to tell us where we're at. We know where we're at from what our teachers are doing every day with students. We also do a district assessment at the end of every year. And so along with MAP testing right now, we will follow that up with iReady testing in our elementary and middle school. And again, these teachers are doing assessments constantly. And if you walk into a teacher's classroom, they can tell you where these kids are at. Obviously, student achievement is that's why we're at school, right? We want kids to have high achievement. And so our teachers work tirelessly to make sure that they are providing students with a really high rigor education. But I always caution people, the MAP test, EOCs are just one data point. And so we have to be really mindful of all of our data points. And growth is measured a lot of ways. And so I commend our teachers. I commend our building administration. Thank you to the parents out there. I know they hear a lot about MAP testing. I always told my students, and I told my teachers, and I tell my admin now, you guys work really hard every single day, and so when it comes to testing, just do your best. And again, we're going to focus on growth, and I'm really excited about some of the things we have in place, and we're going to continue to make growth, and when we aren't, then relooking at that and making some adjustments and moving forward.
So I know there's several areas of concern specifically for the Mexico School District in reading and math are two of those areas. Some of the things that you're doing to improve on that, I think maybe bringing in some great teachers from other districts is part of that, right?
Yeah, so teachers are obviously our number one. They're the most impactful on students. But the teachers have to have us providing, the district providing the right tools, the right curriculum, the right supports. Behavior is another thing that we measure and watch. All of that goes hand in hand, but we are definitely excited about some of the teachers that we have hired for the next school year. I commend the Board of Education for really focusing on our teacher recruitment piece, and part of that is salary and benefits. And we've had several people come to us this year because they are excited about our base salary. So we're excited. It's a fun time of the year, focusing on next year and closing this year up, but we've got a lot of celebrations.
Absolutely. And we'll end it on this, with the MAP testing going on this week.
Yes.
What advice for the parents, specifically me and Christian and Hunter, can you tell them about this week to maybe stay off the electronics a little bit? Your advice.
Okay, Christian and Hunter,
Yes. You
got to listen to your dad.
Yes.
I'm sure that's not going to help.
No.
For everybody else, I would just say this. There's some sort of testing going on from now till the end of the year. And to parents, I would say, yes, getting your child to bed at a good time is always a good thing. But in reality, I think just keep in that normal routine that you have. Don't over-focus on testing. I have two girls, and one of them can go in and take a test and is great, and the other one gets serious test anxiety. And so I always try to, again, focus on what we do every single day. Focus on your routines at home every day, and not so much the scary test, you know, because we can, but I hope Hunter's listening.
Oh, me too. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you for the update, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Matt.